Rav, we can continue with the excerpts or move on to the next thing from the writings of Bala Sulam.
We continue. Excerpt number 5. There are some important things we have to scrutinize. This is our main work.
So we are reading excerpt number 5. I'm reminding you that we are learning from the writings of Habash, the article, What is the Order in Blotting Out Amalek, selected excerpts. Excerpt number 5. The meaning of what the Zohar says, that there is Amalek below and there is Amalek above. Amalek below refers to the Kli, and Amalek above refers to the light. That is, Amalek not letting him work for the sake of the Creator is called a Kli, meaning the desire to work for the sake of the Creator, although Amalek interferes with his arguments. In other words, Amalek below means that a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator, but Amalek does not let him work. He recognizes and feels that this is the klipa that brings in these thoughts that revoke the glory of heaven, and it pains him. This is called man's work, meaning that the person wants to revoke all the arguments of Amalek, and a person comes to feel that by himself. A person comes to feel that by himself, he does not see how he can cancel the slander that Amalek speaks to him every time he wants to work only because of the greatness and importance of the king. The person sees that more than a prayer, to pray to the Creator not to be impressed by his slander, there is nothing he can do. This is regarded as a person wanting to blot out the Amalek in his heart and mind. This completes the Kli of blotting out Amalek, where with this desire and lack that a person has, he feels in it the losses that this Amalek causes him in life, and yet he cannot overcome by himself. At that time, a person feels that all he needs is the help of the Creator, that the Creator will help him. And he believes in our sages who said, "He who comes to purify is aided." And then the Creator revokes his Amalek.
It turns out that the Creator is sending Amalek, so he will get a person worked up against the Creator, and then the person will have to turn to the Creator eventually to cancel Amalek. Meaning Amalek is truly an angel, a special force that the Creator awakens. So he would incite a person against the Creator. Then a person has to ask for the Creator. He has connection with the Creator for the Creator to annul, to cancel Amalek, and then the person will be in adhesion with the Creator. So who is bringing the person closer to the Creator? Amalek, just like in Egypt. It's written, and Pharaoh brought near. In Egypt, Pharaoh did it, the general will to receive. Here, the work is more precise. It's work on the intention, in order to bestow or in order to receive. So, Amalek was sent to us, especially to awaken us, to turn to the Creator, to ask for help, and adhesion in the Creator, and the greatness of the Creator. And the help for that is from Amalek. We'll read it again.
Again, excerpt number 5. The meaning of what the Zohar says is that there is Amalek below and there is Amalek above. Amalek below refers to the Kli, and Amalek above refers to the light. That is, Amalek not letting him work for the sake of the Creator is called a Kli, meaning the desire to work for the sake of the Creator, although Amalek interferes with his arguments. In other words, Amalek below means that a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator, but Amalek does not let him work. He recognizes and feels that this is the klipa, the shell, that brings him these thoughts that revoke the glory of the Creator, and it pains him. This is called man's work, meaning that the person wants to revoke all the arguments of Amalek, and a person comes to feel that by himself, he does not see how he can cancel the slander that Amalek speaks to him every time he wants to work, only because of the greatness and importance of the king. The person sees that more than a prayer to pray to the Creator not to be impressed by his slander, there is nothing he can do. This is regarded as a person wanting to blot out the Amalek in his heart and mind. This completes the Kli of blotting out Amalek, where with this desire and lack that a person has, he feels in it the losses that this Amalek causes him in life, and yet he cannot overcome by himself. At that time, a person feels that all he needs is the help of the Creator, that the Creator will help him. And he believes in our sages who said, "He who comes to purify is aided." And then the Creator revokes his Amalek.
Sheila.
Question. I'm not even sure what exactly to ask. Let's compose a prayer to the Creator on the eradication of Amalek. Talk amongst you. How do we ask the Creator to cancel, to revoke Amalek? There's a disturbance before us that weakens us, confuses us. It drags each friend in different directions. It doesn't let us connect, doesn't let us glorify the Creator, meaning all sorts of disturbances that prevent us from reaching adhesion between us and with the Creators. How do we turn to the Creator to revoke all these disturbances that are in total called Amalek?
Let us see the merits of your friends and not their faults. Done.
And that behind the merit of the friend is only you. And you are sending us all these states so we would advance and connect to them. And that my friends will not forget that the Amalek that awakens in them is only to strengthen the faith.
Every moment I discover how I am betraying the friends and I don't have the strength to hold them above the disturbances that come from you. And it's not for me, it's for them, to give them the strength. Gilad.
Thank you for not letting go of us and giving us opportunities to overcome and return to you with our efforts.
give the friends the strength to overcome all the states in Dvikut, adhesion with you, and not stop our work in exerting in love of friends. Yoni.
We don't forget that Amalek is something that comes from him. It's in him. It doesn't compete with him. That is only knowledge besides him. Good who does good, who's waiting for our prayer. We trust him and annul ourselves before him until his strength, he will be able to revoke Amalek. Amalek between us.
Everything that the friends said now, love of friends, seeing the greatness of the Creator, I agree to work without getting any flavor, knowledge, understanding, or confirmation that it's really so. And that shows that I'm working with the intention to bestow above Amalek. But just give me the powers to continue being on the path and keep being with them, and from there develop love of friends. Yuval.
Moshe, let's start.
Excerpt number 6. What is the quality of Amalek that we must blot out more than the rest of the names of the evil inclination? The answer is that the evil inclination slanders the Creator, that it is not worthwhile to engage in Torah and mitzvot. Since according to the rule that one cannot make a single move without a reason that compels him to do so, the Zohar says that there are three reasons for which man observes Torah and mitzvot. Fear is...
Hold on. We have to remind everyone, what does it mean, Torah and mitzvot? Torah and commandments. All of our corrupt desires we have to correct from in order to receive, called corruption. To in order to bestow, called correction. Is the desires that we correct. Their correction is called making a mitzvah, observing a mitzvah. How can we correct each and every desire in the intention from in order to receive, to in order to bestow? It's all done by a special upper force called the light of Torah. As it's written, I've created the evil inclination, meaning the intention to receive. I created for it the Torah as a spice, the upper light, because the light in it and the Torah reforms the rule to receive in order to bestow.
The Zohar says that there are three reasons for which a person observes Torah and mitzvot. Fear is interpreted in three discernments, two of which do not contain a proper root, and one is the root of fear. There is a person who fears the Creator so that his sons may live and not die, or fears a bodily punishment or a punishment to one's money. Hence, he always fears him. It follows that the fear he fears of the Creator is not placed as the root, for his own benefit is the root, and the fear is its offshoot. Then there is a person who fears the Creator because he fears the punishment of that world and the punishment of hell. Those two kinds of fear are not the essence of fear or its root. Fear, which is the most important, is when one fears one's master because he is great and ruling, the essence and the root of all the worlds, and everything is considered nothing compared to him, and he will place his will in that place, which is called fear.
What did you want to read
besides that?
There's also Shamati 190. Another alternative is Talmud Esar Sfirot.
No, it's not the same topic. I don't want you to let go of this topic throughout the day. So, let's continue. Number 7.
אנו רואים שהגם שיש יצר הרע שלא נותן לקיים.
Exhibit number 7. We see that even though
corrections inside the soul,
although there is an evil inclination which does not let one observe Torah and mitzvot, they're not the opposite of the essence of fear, called because he is great and ruling. This is the essence of fear for which a person wants to serve the king, because of the greatness and importance of the king. Amalek wants to weaken specifically this, meaning he argues that the person himself sees that there is no importance to the Creator, that he should be served because of his greatness. For you see, what great concealment there is on his guidance, that we can say that he leads the world as the good who does good. He argues that this is not concealment, but that as we can see with our eyes, this is really so. And not as the people of Israel say, that in truth, the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. But we have not yet been rewarded with seeing how his providence is in the manner of good and doing good. Thus, instead, we must believe above reason and say, they have eyes and see not. Accordingly, we see that this klipa is truly against the essence of fear. But the rest of the klipot, they are not so specific against faith that he is good and does good. It follows that the klipa v'amalek is truly the opposite of true fear.
Meaning, we don't have a greater disturbance than Amalek, on one hand. On the other hand, that force that is disturbing is aiming us exactly to the main correction that we need. That's why Amalek is a great help from above. It points exactly to what we have to correct. Again.
Again, excerpt number 7. Although there is an evil inclination which does not let one observe Torah and mitzvot, they are not the opposite of the essence of fear, called because he is great and ruling. This is the essence of fear for which a person wants to serve the king, because of the greatness and importance of the king. Amalek wants to weaken specifically this, meaning he argues that the person himself sees that there is no importance to the Creator, that he should be served because of his greatness. For you see what great concealment there is on his guidance, that we can say that he leads the world as the good who does good. He argues that this is not concealment, but that as we can see with our eyes, this is really so. And not as the people of Israel say, that in truth, the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. But we have not yet been rewarded with seeing how his providence is in the manner of good and doing good. Thus, instead, we must believe above reason and say, They have eyes and see not. Accordingly, we see that this klipa is truly against the essence of the fear. But with the rest of the klipot, they are not so specific against faith, that he is good and does good. It follows that the klipa val Amalek is truly the opposite of the true fear.
Let's explain to one another in the workshop in the tens in what is Amalek special and it stands out more than all other disturbances. Please. In what is Amalek? In what does it stand out? In what is it more unique than the rest of the disturbances? Please.
Amalek flaws, it hurts immediately the greatness and directness of the quality of bestowal in our eyes.
Amalek works specifically when we know all the states, we know all the Torah, mitzvot, the rules of the spiritual society, but along with that, that Amalek comes and hurts where we didn't expect it and deviates us from the main thought that there is no reality but the friends. Yoni.
If I understand correctly, so as opposed to Pharaoh, which is just the will to receive, here he takes all the spirituality, everything that in general the person is trying to do, and he draws it into the klipa of the intention in order to receive. It's the most qualitative disturbance, very difficult, very prominent compared to the other disturbances.
Yeah, the uniqueness of the Creator, the only work, it's the only sin that we don't connect everything to the Creator. It doesn't let you raise above reason. It says you only have what your eyes can see, and it's true, and it's right the way you feel, and it won't allow you to overcome. Nari.
Amalek is a real bastard. He's sitting in every junction, every doubt you have, whatever corner you're sitting on, he's going to point out the other side and says, go over there. But we won't let him. We won't punch him in his teeth.
Yeah, specifically that contact point with the Creator, where you have fear or a true yearning. That's what it cancels. Chagai.
Amalek is the biggest gift. It shows you the place to work, the way you're in disturbance, how you're against the Creator and your desire. And he shows you what the will to receive is. It's like a proof. And when you're in front of Amalek, all you can do is go above reason, which is the right thing to do by logic. We want to stay with the friends in the quality of bestowal above the Amalek. Who wasn't here? Spiegler.
It's like after you already leave the domination of Pao, the questions of Ma and Mi, who and why, and it's clear where you want to reach, what do you want to attain by that. That's where he like turns you around. And the work starts falling into the klipot again, into the egoistic desires that, again, questions about me, where I am, what will be with me, what is this thing. It's that force that goes in there between us and separates us while we're advancing. We're as if running towards a goal, and suddenly you're alone. And that's a danger. that without paying attention, we suddenly see that we're running alone. Opposite of the goal. Chanuch.
Yep. We also hear that Beis Amalek accompanies us all the way to the final correction. That's why you can never rest and think, that's it, we're over, we overcame it. That's why the importance, the critical importance of the 10 has to rise to a degree between us that can hold against Amalek.
Rav, question. If Amalek helps us advance so much towards correction, towards adhesion with the Creator, then why aren't we praying for it, but only against it? Why are we not praying to draw it in, that it will disturb us even more here and there and somehow, and let's say that we wake up and see, let's say I see a lot of friends just falling down, tired, entering a good sleep, they're tired. Why shouldn't Amalek awaken now and start working by aggravating everybody? Why not? Maybe we should pray to the Creator to awaken Amalek. Why not? Why are we praying to the Creator only to help us destroy it? Question. Give me an answer quick. Quick.
Here, you see, even he got this nice question, this Amalek. He says, what are you talking about? What Amalek? Who Amalek? Take me. Why do you care about the books and what your teachers say? I'm the most important. It's a real thing, this Amalek.
Amalek comes when we already leave Egypt. When we take upon ourselves the work of the Creator. And it comes exactly at that place. It wants to break everything and disturb us. So we have to remember that there is such a thing and not support it. Amit.
Amalek is the default. It's our factory settings. It's the definitions of the software. That's what we come with. So there's no point of praying to to have the nature we already have. All we do is warm up the connection between us, because what it does is cools us off. So we have to warm up, and that's how we identify it, because it is revealed against the work we're doing.
Yeah, we see in nature that naturally warmth scatters, and if you want heat, you have to add energy. So you don't have to pray for cold. Naturally, if you don't add wood to the fire, you just get colder. We have to invest in the direction of the connection between us and through it to the Creator. If we do the work correct, that force will awaken every time. So there is no reason to really pray for it.
We're continuing in excerpt number 8. It is written about Amalek, and he was not fearing God. That is, he slandered the fear of the glory of heaven, meaning the fear because of the glory of heaven, that we should walk on this line. This was all of Amalek's resistance, since this is truly against the real work that a person should be rewarded with attaining. By this we can understand why we must blot out this klipa. eradicate it. The reason is that we should say that there is no truth in her words, that there is no concealment here. Rather, as we see, so it is. This discernment must be blotted out, meaning to say that there is no truth in her words.
Again,
item 8. It is written about Amalek, and he was not fearing God. That is, he slandered the fear of the glory of heaven, meaning the fear because of the glory of heaven, that we should walk on that line. This was all of Amalek's resistance, since this is truly against the real work that a person should be rewarded with attaining. By this we can understand why we must blot out this klipa. The reason is that we should say that there is no truth in her words, that there is no concealment here. Rather, as we see, so it is. This discernment must be blotted out, meaning to say that there is no truth in her words.
Okay, questions? I see Asia. Asia.
Hello, Rav. Before Egypt, was there Amalek or not?
Not before Egypt and not in Egypt. There is no Amalek, only on the way from Egypt to the land of Israel. More questions? Almata.
Good morning, dear Rav. Thank you for allowing me to ask. Amalek is a force. Can we use this force of Amalek when we find empty spaces in the tent, and then we can grow stronger? And if we can do it, how?
You don't have to tell Amalek what to do. If you yearn to go ahead towards connection, you will instantly feel where there is no connection, and that's Amalek waking up, meaning it's help against the Creator. That's why, specifically with it, you can advance and to see where else to add in the work. It's exactly now we have to do that. We came out of Egypt. Let's play with Amalek. By this, we're already in the preparation period. Who else do we have there? Jerusalem.
Hello, everyone. We learn that everything has a value in the world. Why specifically here we're trying to blot out Amalek instead of going above reason?
Yeah, you have to erase that disturbance that lowers your importance in the Creator. Amalek doesn't work on anything except for greatness, importance, uniqueness of the Creator. That's why he is what we have to eradicate. We have, what was the Latin? No, Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Раф, прежде всего, большая благодарность, что вы уделяете этому время изучения Амалека, потому что как мы изучаем Египет,
thank you very much for dedicating the time to this subject of Amalek, because we've learned about Pharaoh and Egypt. So here too in Amalek, if you understand the problem, it makes it easier to work with.
We are now gradually, we're going to walk out of Egypt with all the disturbances, with all the forces that help us or against us, pro, con, but they're all directing us towards the goal. And we will check and scrutinize all these things, we'll study them, and somehow connect to them, and in this way, stabilize ourselves. That's our work. Otherwise, what'd you get this virus for? To sit and study? Come on.
Florida. And Sheila?
No question? I see a question mark. No. Erased. Okay. So, focus group.
What is this work of erasing, blotting out? What is that, and how is that different from the previous work we did?
Amalek wants to erase the greatness of the Creator in our eyes, and we want to erase it, to eradicate it, that there won't be a force working against the greatness of the Creator. That's it.
And practically speaking, how is that different than what we did previously? We also increased the importance of the Creator.
No, before we didn't work on erasing disturbances against the greatness of the Creator, that the Creator will be greater and greater and greater above all disturbances, above all connections, above all. Briefly, we need to scrutinize this force that is diminishing the Creator in our eyes, to see it, to understand it, to feel it, and to erase it in practice.
Rav, we say that we don't erase anything. All we have to do is repent, to rise above. So what is this matter of erasing here?
That's what it's written, to erase, to eradicate the seed of Amalek, meaning that you won't have, eventually, after all the corrections, no desire that will, how do I say it, that it'll work in you in order to erase the Creator. Amalek wants to erase the Creator in your eyes. Either it or the Creator. Very simple. Importance of the Creator or Amalek, one of the two.
And shouldn't it stay against, and upon it we have to rise above?
Of course it remains and stays there in the Choraim of the Partsuf of Kedusha and helps. It's help against, of course. But that's called eradicating Amalek, meaning that I'm erasing the force that is working in me against the greatness of the Creator. That's how it happens. That's how it's called. I also understand your question, but that's how it's called. Latin 2.
Gracias, Rob. La pregunta es, Rob, si Amalek quiere borrar la importancia del Creador. Eso es lo mismo que borrar los amigos, la importancia de los amigos ante nosotros.
If the Amalek wishes to eradicate the importance of the Creator, is that equal to eradicating the importance of the friend before me?
Amalek wants to erase the greatness of the Creator, meaning it's working against the Kli. It won't let us feel importance in the connection between us and the group. It doesn't let us feel that specifically in the center of the group, in the connection between us, we reveal the Creator. In the center of our group, we find the entrance to the spiritual work. And the more and more we gather between us into the center of that 10, we more and more enter the spiritual world and ascend on the degrees of the spiritual world. All of this is the work of Amalek. It works against it in all kinds of forms, and we from that advance meaning it's help against. It's help against, help against the Creator. That's why, specifically by working against Amalek, we are coming closer to the Creator. The Creator Himself, we can't get close to Him. No. It's always, we always go in such a way where we have a disturbance, and that disturbance helps us reach something important and spiritual.
Italy 3.
Italy 3.
Ita 3.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rav. Grazie per poter fare la domanda. Allora, la domanda di innalzare la preghiera per risvegliare Amalek fa sorgere in noi un senso di timore. Abbiamo capito che ci sono diverse forme di timore. Puoi chiarire questo concetto di timore?
He's asking about the different kinds of fears we were talking about. What is the right kind of fear?
The main fear is the fear that I can disregard the Creator in the adhesion with Him, in coming close to Him, and to put Him as my goal in front of my eyes. That is the fear that I have to fear from. He can read it in Pekuda Oraita, Pekuda Kadma, in the end of the first part of the introduction to Zohar. Moshe, keep going.
So we're continuing to excerpt number 9. How can a person blot out, erase, when there is concealment on his guidance, when Amalek stands strong against the person? The Creator says about this, you must give the kli, meaning the lack, namely that which you need. So you must pay attention to what it is you lack. This is why the Creator says, blot out the memory of Amalek. Meaning He says that you do not need to do anything, meaning any tips, so you can work for Me. But only blot out what Amalek says to you, and believe above reason, meaning above Amalek's reason, who is slandering Me, that it is not worthwhile to work for Me. If you want to work above reason, because, as it is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear Me? It is specifically this quality that He resists, and you want to blot Him out. If your desire is true, but you cannot blot Him out, this is regarded as blotting Him out from below. With what will you blot Him out? Answer, with the desire that you want to go above reason. Then I will blot Him out above, meaning I will give you the strength to blot out. Again, excerpt 9. How can a person blot out when there is concealment on his guidance, when Amalek stands strong against the person? The Creator says about this, you must give the kli, meaning the lack, namely, that which you need. So you must pay attention to what it is you lack. This is why the Creator says, blot out the memory of Amalek. Meaning He says that you do not need to do anything, meaning any tips, so you can work for Me. But only blot out what Amalek says to you, and believe above reason, meaning above Amalek's reason, who is slandering Me. that it is not worthwhile to work for me. If you want to work above reason, because, as it is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear me? It is specifically this quality that he resists, and you want to blot him out. If your desire is true, but you cannot blot him out, this is regarded as blotting him out from below. With what will you blot him out? Answer, with a desire that you want to go above reason. Then I will blot him out above, meaning I will give you the strength to blot out.
No.
Well, questions. We, by this, finished this article. Well, the parts from the article. And we'll have to work on it throughout the day. We'll have to speak about it. And ask each other. And put together questions, then ask me. Because this topic is the most important. As you see, Amalek is the force that is constantly disturbing us. But in the disturbance comes to aim us to go ahead. It's constantly deviating us against the good, so we will always choose the good. In that way, does all kinds of exercises with us, and then we advance.
This is why this is helpmate against him. It's an angel, it's a force. The Creator acts in this way in order not to say that he helps us on the path, rather that we ourselves, we exploit Amalek. And this way we overcome it. And we become big heroes. Otherwise, if the Creator would help, I would stay small, alone, as I am now. I'm just small and that's it. But if the Creator gives me a disturbance every time and I see how I use this disturbance this way or that way, more and more and more, then I can rise above the disturbance. That's why Amalek keeps growing, and I grow along with it when I overcome it. And every time it's according to the way he disturbs me. So he knows how to disturb me for me to advance towards the goal of creation. And then this way, thanks to it, I actually attain, and then the angel of death becomes a holy angel. It's like the letter we have by Baal HaSulam, that then this felon took off his thief's clothes, or the murderer's clothes, and everyone laughed, and it was a great joy all over the kingdom, that there was no disturbance. Actually, it was not help made against him. Everything was in favor to help the king's son grow and become a king. This is how we grow to be in adhesion with the king. Okay, let's start with some questions, but make it short. And then you can speak. Peter 3. Is it correct that, as opposed to other disturbances, that you have alien desires? Rav, I can't hear the translation. I didn't hear the Russian because you were translating to Hebrew, and I didn't hear the second half, so I don't hear the question. Translator, I also didn't hear the second half of the question. So the question is, you asked what's the difference between Amalek and other disturbances. So my question is it possible that the difference is that Amalek is not an alien desire, rather Amalek is the intention. That's why we have to eradicate it. We have to eradicate it with the right intention of the greatness of the Creator. Is this correct, what we taught in the 10? Rav, no. The difference between Amalek and the other disturbances, there are many disturbances, but this one decreases the greatness of the Creator in the eyes of man. Period. Kiev. I also wanted to thank you. This is a tremendous advancement, it seems, we have been doing, and with the way we're advancing too. My question is, can we say that we can be connected to a friend, but at the same time be in Amalek? Is this possible? Rav, if the connection is not aimed at the goal of creation, exactly, you can be with a friend and Amalek together, yes? New York 2. Okay, New York number 2.
Rav, you said before that we need to awaken envy in the friends and a desire for honor. Does it also help them fight Amalek?
No. No. Amalek is only against the greatness of the Creator in man's eyes. You have to distinguish. This klipa, all it wants to erase is that. Make the Creator unimportant. Baltia 3.
I'll try to ask concretely. Man can't fight Amalek with his own forces, but he has to do certain actions for the Creator to help him. It was written that we don't have to listen to what he says, erase it, not to listen to it. Supposedly from the descent, we have to act that we're in the ascent, to build the kli, to do actions. So what are those actions? What do we have to do exactly for the Creator to help us? Thank you.
Whatever you imagine to yourself, that when the Creator can fall in your eyes and you act against it, only at this point is what you're fighting for, so that the Creator will be in a more and more and more important degree. If you let go of that, you're going to fall. Focus group.
Hello, Rav. We have two questions from the internet. One is, can we speed up the Amalek, or only the Creator is doing that?
No, you have many disturbances that are called Amalek. There's no problem about it. You don't have to search for it. The moment you connect between yourselves and you want to attain the greatness of the Creator, it immediately shows up. Amalek immediately shows up. Ita 2.
Buongiorno. Ogni volta che supero con la mia decina l'ostacolo che mi dà Amalek, ingrandisco il clit della mia decina dando ancora più grandezza al Creatore?
The question is the disturbance in the 10, every time we overcome the disturbance Amalek, does that mean that we're increasing the greatness of the Creator in the 10?
Ask again.
Is every time that we overcome Amalek in the 10, does that mean that we're increasing the greatness of the Creator in the 10?
Yes, yes, that's correct. He said it right. Peter 1.
Peter 1.
of after the exodus from Egypt, what is that kli called the greatness of the Creator? We read that we need to bring a kli. So what is that kli? It's a desire, it's a longing. What is that point of work?
He does it all, he plans it all, carries everything out, everything is incorporated in him, and he includes the entire reality in him. It's all the Creator, including even the Amalek. Next. Natania.
In the last part we read that we have to eradicate the memory of Amalek. And the first part of Rabash said, remember what Amalek did to you. So when do we have to eradicate the memory and when do we have to remember?
We will learn this. These things are broad. You need to scrutinize them. But you are correct. Remind this to us when the time comes. Al-Chavot.
Dear Rav.
No.
How does Amalek disturb us from disseminating and how to overcome?
Amalek, because it decreases the greatness of the Creator, it disturbs us in all the things that are related to the correction of the world, the correction of us, the correction of the group, everything. Because if the importance of the Creator falls, we're incapable. We don't have the right fuel to do the right actions in correction. New York 4.
I hope this is okay. It feels like Rabash is accompanying us through all of Pesach. And he's accompanying us in this process. Can you speak to us a little bit about the connection with Rabash here and how he can help us in this fight?
I don't have the strength to explain to you or even to myself what Rabash did in his life. What he wrote, the way he scrutinized all the spiritual work that people in our times have to do in such a clear, precise, beautiful manner. How much? And he didn't write anything until I came and I demanded, how should I talk? How should I disseminate? Nothing. This person, he kept it all inside. And then he burst it out in writing. And look how much he wrote. After him, in his writings, we have all the paved road. We are gonna go now from Pesach, from the Exodus from Egypt and on, and we'll learn and learn gradually how to advance until the final correction. Everything is written down, everything is spread out before us. And all that is thanks to Rabash.
Africa. Hello, Rav. Can I report about the situation in Africa?
Bivakasha,
please go ahead. We will be happy.
Yeah. Many friends have asked us what is happening in Africa, you know, and in all the 54 countries there are just about 18,000 confirmed cases, less than 1,000. Dead, few people got tested because of fewer facilities and equipment. And in general, residents are wary of all the vaccines, fearing they are becoming guinea pigs, and screen centers have been ransacked. because people think that this can contribute to the spreading of diseases. There are campaigns in other parts of Africa to stop being used as guinea pigs. And due to lockdown extensions all over, there are already civil fights, residents destroying and burning places, masses of people on the streets with pangas and knives attacking, robbing, and all sorts of crimes, and people breaking into bottle stores to get alcohols. Certain countries being clueless on how to proceed, and with fewer testing facilities, poor or unequipped hospitals, with no masks and PPE for medical personnel. But on a positive note, gang members and communities are working together to support each other with food and shelter. The government is also helping. Most people do adhere to the rules of the corona and isolating themselves. And trauma cases have reduced in hospitals, but domestic abuse is on the rise. And in general, people are fearing for their lives due to economic hardships, if they will have jobs in the future, uncertainty of the future, food security issues mostly. And religious people are worried that they cannot even meet physically to go to church to pray against the evil coronavirus. Others think it's the end of the world, Jesus is coming, Revelation books, etc. Others say it's God's punishment, and others think the government invented the corona to profit from them. And lastly, people are starting to look for more explanations as they lose faith in their pastors and priests. Thank you, Rav.
Well, so by this we're about to end the lesson, Moshe.
Maybe we'll go to info for announcements.
Hello, friends. Today we have a report about dissemination in Hebrew. Let's start with Gilad Shadmon, please.
Yes, so after years of work on our new website of the university, online university, u.cob.co.il, like other languages. We've been working on it for a long time, but you know, we have a lot of projects. We kept postponing it, a lot of other dissemination projects we had. So now, thanks to this gift we got from above called Corona, we put all our forces and efforts on implementing this project. And for a long time, Eran Shiovitz has been leading this. He put it together. And this week, today, we are starting implementing the virtual online course a first time. And Eran will elaborate.
Yes, so this website of online studying is intended for the tens of thousands that are interested in our material, but they're not ripe enough to go to the course, or maybe they can't physically study. So they have a self-learning online courses. And today, for the first time, we're starting live courses, as Gilad said. So in the upcoming week, we're going to have three courses on Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday. And the upcoming month, we're going to have three more online courses. At the same time, we're having self-studying courses. It was supposed to be we thought people would pay for these courses, but because of the situation, it's going to be free. If you know anyone who wishes to learn Kabbalah in Hebrew in Israel or all over the world, so you can invite them to u.cab.co.il, what you see on your screen. And as Gilad said, tonight, 8:30 p.m., the first course by Yair Oren and Gilad Shadmon. So good luck to all of us, and through the connection, we'll reveal the greatness of the Creator to the world.
And we'll continue today's timetable. So we're starting at 10 a.m. to broadcast translated shows. We're all welcome to connect to this. We'll start with a conversation between Mushi and Rav, and Olin will then continue from 11 to 12. And then afternoon lesson as usual, 1:30 to 2:30, and then we have a special live show with the Rav. A show, live show from 3 afternoon to 4. Then we will connect again to the evening lesson from 6 to 7.
And a few short reports. First of all, thank you all for sending your recommendations for earphones or editing the document, and tomorrow we're going to send it. If you still have some recommendation for not an expensive pair of earphones, please send it. One more thing. When you're summarizing the lesson, please close your camera. Many people forget to close the camera, and all day long you can see whatever is happening in your house. So please remember to shut down your cameras. Last thing is about the registration to the system. I'm happy to say that close to 2,600 people have registered. We're about to enter the next phase, so stay tuned. Let's move on to a song.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. לאור שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה. Vas bien en mi puerta no será. Por eso amigo debes aguantar.
Я знаю что есть свет.
Но без твоей света нет. There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone. Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chaim. Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень. Лямших кадима. Yashar el haor. Adelante, adelante. Con fuego en tus ojos ya. Yeah, keep moving, keep moving. Until the sun will rise. Sun will Продвигайся, где граница света и тень. Лямщик.